Scrum on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
So the Gift Grub crew are dreaming the dream at the moment. I mean, they're looking at the 2012 London Olympics, for example, which was absolutely spectacular. And it was a great performance. It was inside the stadium. Then you had Paris 2024 and their opening ceremony as well, whereby they kind of went out onto the streets and into the city of Paris. And spectacular once again. Great ideas, great opportunity for creativity and looking to the future. The Gift team dream that one day, just one day, the Olympics might come to Ireland. You never know. You just never know. Let's all dream on, dream on, dream on.
From New Zealand to Nairobi, from Tasmania to Turkey, what an occasion this is. The first ever Summer Olympics in Dublin. Miriam, it's incredible, Marty. There they are on the great bandstand of O'Connell Street. The dignitaries, President Macron of France, Keir Starmer of Great Britain, just chatting there with Mr. Tato. And here come the Olympic teams, Miriam, down the Liffey, each in their own Viking splash tour boat.
France! Yay! Yay!
And there's Michael Flatley, Marty.
Yeah.
Now 75 years of age.
Abby Jesus.
Performing his Olympic river dance, which he first performed at the Point Theatre. Now, of course, the Elon Musk Arena.
Incredible.
The Liffey, of course, the venue for the synchronised swimming event later in the Dublin Games.
Lucky they have those things stuck on their noses, Miriam, because I wouldn't want to smell.
Oh, stop it, Marty. Other teams arriving by Lewis now. Each team with a Lewis carriage of its own.
USA!
The Americans just getting off on Dawson Street, already looking for the Book of Kells.
The attention to detail in this Dublin Games is incredible. There's Eamon De Valera and Michael Collins on e-scooters. Ray, can you hear me? Are you up there?
How are you? How are you, Miriam? Yeah, I can hear you now. Just over on Suffolk Street here, just around the corner. Thousands of people gathered around here beside the Molly Malone statue. And here he is, emerging from the wheelbarrow, Ronan Keaton.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, our first shipment, our sweet Molly.
Come on, Dublin!
That's incredible, Ray.
Jaw-dropping.
I thought that nothing could beat Bono, suspended on the high wire between the two pool bag chimneys, singing Take Me Up to Monto, but there you go. Oh, my God, there's Wolf Tone on a rickshaw.
Hello.
And here are the medals being held by a selection of National Wax Museum figures.
They're so lifelike. That's Bruce Springsteen on the horse holding the gold medals.
No, I think that figure is actually Charles Haughey, Miriam.
Oh, right. Well, that's Tina Turner holding the silver medals anyway.
No, I think that's supposed to be Donald Trump.
That's definitely Daniel O'Donnell.
Wow!
Yeah!
What a perfect wax likeness to Daniel O'Donnell.
The eyes are almost creepy.
How are you doing?
Sorry, we understand that actually is the real Daniel O'Donnell.
Apologies, apologies.
Apologise to everybody. But now, the climax of the Dublin Olympic Games opening ceremony, the lighting of the Olympic flame. Porrig Harrington standing on top of the spire.
Hi!
He will use the spire as a tee, teeing up his golf ball, which he will then drive straight into Cleary's clock, where it will rebound onto the top of the GPO, where it will ignite a zip firelighter, lighting a great torch filled with Bordemona peat briquettes.
And here we go!
Oh my goodness! He's done it! And now all that remains is for our president, now in his second term, to do the honours.
I'd like to declare the Dublin Olympics officially open. Nice one.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.